From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Graham. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Taste of Country Festival, January 31st, announced its lineup for its 7th annual event, and it incorporates a mix of established country stars with emerging artists as well. Keith Urban, Rascal Flatts, and 2016 Grammy winner Little Big Town will headline the annual festival, along with Brooks and Dunn and Brett Eldridge. Other performers announced: John Turner, Brett Young, Michael Ray, Lan Cole, Walker Hayes, Lindsay L., Runaway Jane, Tyler Rich, Brandon Lay, Ross Ellis, and Adam Dolak. The event will be held the weekend of June 7th through 9th at Hunter Mountain Resort. In 2016, the organizers of the Taste of Country and Mountain Jam Festivals released an economic impact report stating the two events brought nearly $15 million to the region and were responsible for the creation of 150 full and part-time jobs. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Carl Campanelle and Aaron Feist are reporting for the New York Post. Former New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman is a newly minted meditation teacher. Schneiderman abruptly resigned as the state's top law enforcement official in May after being accused of sexual harassment and physical abuse by four women. A photo posted January 28 on Facebook by The Path Meditation appeared to show the former AG among a group of the program's newest graduates. But the post did not identify Schneiderman by name. One of his alleged victims, Michelle Manning Barish, tweeted in response to the news, and I quote, hashtag Eric Schneiderman has no business teaching anything, end quote. A spokeswoman confirmed Schneiderman leaned into his meditation following his resignation, but denied he was looking to make a living. She said, and I quote, Mr. Schneiderman has been through rehab and therapy and has been pursuing meditation practices as a part of his recovery program. He's not looking to hang up a shingle as a meditation teacher, end quote. Read the full story in the New York Post. The Daily Freeman is reporting the State Department of Agriculture and Markets is warning the public not to consume unpasteurized raw milk from Sunpike Dairy in Millbrook, Dutchess County, after a milk sample from the dairy was found to be contaminated with Listeria's monocytogenes. The bacteria was discovered in a sample of milk collected by a state inspector. The dairy is prohibited from selling raw milk until further sampling indicates the product is free of the harmful bacteria. Currently, no cases of listeriosis associated with the milk have been reported. The department asked that anyone who purchased raw milk from Sunpike Dairy immediately dispose of the milk and call 845-702-6224. Listeriosis can be a serious and sometimes fatal infection in young children, cancer patients, and others with weakened immune systems, and can cause miscarriages and stillbirths in pregnant women. Otherwise, healthy people might suffer only short-term flu-like symptoms from the illness, such as a high fever, severe headaches, abdominal pain, and more. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. David Lombardo is reporting at Capital Confidential. The majority of New York residents say their household will probably complete the census next year. According to a Quinnipiac University poll released January 31st, 64% of the respondents said someone in their family will definitely participate in the process, while 25% said someone will probably respond. 45% of New Yorkers plan on completing a paper copy of the census form, while 43% expect to complete it online, and 9% say they will answer the census questions over the phone. The answer to that question broke down on generational lines, with 62% of the people, 18 to 34, saying they will do the work online, and 72% of senior citizens plan on completing a physical copy. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.